Ah, bullies. A commonality in life. While nobody likes a bully, we need to always make sure that we don't allow ourselves to become just as bad as those who hurt us. That is, unless we want to become the stars of a scary cautionary tale being told to other children. This is Professor Menace versus the World, written by Meredith Morgenstern, read for us by Sarah Ruth Thomas.
Professor Menace versus the World by Meredith Morgenstern. Most people don't think of themselves as bullies, and Marcus certainly didn't think of himself as one. He figured he was just really good at getting what he wanted, all the time, from anyone. He'd planned his Halloween costume since January. He knew exactly what he wanted to be. The other kids in his class would probably dress up like superheroes, especially that annoying goody-two-shoes Captain Brilliant. But Marcus didn't want to be like everyone else. He wanted everyone to know how much better he was at planning Halloween costumes. Instead of Captain Brilliant or one of his stupid sidekicks, Marcus was going to dress up as Professor Menace, Captain Brilliant's worst enemy. For 9 long months, Marcus planned the perfect Professor Menace costume. Every time he saw something that would go with his costume, he made his mom or dad buy it for him. The right glasses, the exact color tweed jacket. He practiced his Professor Menace voice and wicked cackle. He even made himself get used to wearing those uncomfortable hard shoes the professor wore. On Halloween, Marcus would have a blast being the evil villain to a town full of boring old Captain Brilliance. He was ready. When it was time to go trick-or-treating, Marcus emerged from his room in character as Professor Menace. He cackled as loudly as he could. He crept to the living room, hands up and ready to shoot fireballs in Professor Menace's trademark stance. He'd stay like this all night. In the living room, Marcus stopped and dropped his hands. He could not believe what he saw. Standing there, holding a plastic trick-or-treat pumpkin and smiling, was his little brother Noah. And Noah was dressed exactly like Professor Menace. Noah looked up at Marcus and smiled his big gap-toothed smile that all the adults thought was so adorable.
Hiya, Marcus! Look! We're the same!
Marcus stomped over to Noah and ripped the glasses off his face.
What are you doing, Lizard Breath? I'm Professor Menace, not you.
We both are.
Noah stayed cheerful as he picked his costume glasses up off the floor. His happiness made Marcus angrier.
Listen, Stinkface. I told you months ago that this was my Halloween costume. Why can't you get your own?
You did not, Noah protested. I thought of this all by myself.
Marcus couldn't believe his ears. How could Noah have been so stupid? Didn't he pay attention all year, or was he doing this on purpose to be a pain? When Marcus begged his mom to make Noah change his costume, she only shrugged and told him not to be so jealous. She said that Marcus didn't own Professor Menace and didn't get to decide what everyone else could be for Halloween. And anyway, he should feel flattered that his little brother looked up to him so much that he wanted to match his costume. In response, Marcus made some very rude comments to his mother and said very mean things about his brother. His mom told him that if he didn't knock it off and apologize, she wouldn't let him go out trick-or-treating. So Marcus apologized. He crossed his fingers behind his back while he said it, though, so it wouldn't count. Once outside, Marcus ran ahead of his mom and brother so he could trick-or-treat alone. As he suspected, he saw about a million kids dressed up like Captain Brilliant. He rolled his eyes at how boring they all looked. Most of them even wore the exact same plastic costume that came in a bag. Everyone looked like Captain Brilliant clones, but not Marcus. He looked awesome. Most of the other kids went door to door in groups. Marcus heard them laugh and shout and tease each other for fun. He wanted to have fun too, so he ran up to a group of kids and did his perfect Professor Menace wicked cackle. Instead of asking him to come along with them, though, they all took a Captain Brilliant stance and pretended to push him back with the force of their powers. Marcus stood his ground and the kids left him there, alone. He tried to join another group of kids, but they ignored him. A third group recognized him from school and said they didn't want him to hang out with them. As Marcus stood alone, plastic pumpkin still empty, he saw a kid coming toward him on the sidewalk. That kid was dressed like Professor Menace. Marcus stomped over to the kid and stood in his way. "Nice costume," he began. The kid smiled and seemed about to say something when Marcus interrupted him. "Psych! You look so stupid. My costume is way better." The other kid's face crumpled. Before he could cry, he ducked around Marcus and ran away. Marcus hadn't walked far when he saw someone else dressed as Professor Menace. This kid was part of a group. Instead of saying anything, Marcus purposefully stuck out his foot when the kid walked past, and that kid tripped and fell. His friends helped him up while yelling at Marcus that he should be more careful. Still laughing about the kid who fell, he looked across the street and saw a group of four kids, all dressed as Professor Menace. All of them! He looked both ways before crossing the street and then ran over to confront them. Just as he was about to order them to go home and stop copying him, another group passed by. This group had at least six kids, and yep, they were all dressed up as Professor Menace. Marcus slowly turned around. His eyes got big and his mouth fell open. Every single kid was dressed like Professor Menace, and grown-ups too. Professor Menace adults pushed strollers holding little Professor Menace babies. Toddler Professor Menaces wobbled and held onto their Professor Menaces' grown-up hands. Teenagers ran down the street as packs of Professor Menaces. Two houses down, an old couple sat on the porch holding a bucket of candy, both dressed up as Professor Menace. Marcus's head felt weird. His skin tingled hot and cold at the same time. His mouth felt like when the dentist packed it with cotton, and his stomach dropped down to his feet. What was going on here? Was this some huge prank? If it was, it wasn't funny. He ran home. As he passed the kitchen, he threw his empty plastic pumpkin across the room. It sounded like it broke something, but he didn't care. He kept running to his bedroom, where he slammed the door and pounded the light switch on. Marcus tried to take off his costume, starting with the glasses. He pulled and tugged, but they wouldn't come off his face. He decided to start from the bottom instead. Those hard shoes untied, but wouldn't slip off his feet. Even the tweed jacket held tight to his arms and back. He shrieked and struggled, but no part of the costume would come off. Rolling around on the floor didn't help. When he tried to cut the jacket off with scissors, the scissors broke. Kicking the legs of his bed in frustration only hurt his toes. He pulled at the glasses until his ears stung. Finally, tired and sore, he looked at himself in the mirror. Though he never thought of himself as a bully, he was, now and forever, the villain in everyone else's story.